Everywhere I turn, I feel like I'm being made to pick a side. Do you feel that way? I mean, I have my personal convictions, beliefs, and opinions just like you, but why in the culture war we face does it feel like we're picking sides and facing off for a big round of dodgeball, and one team will be beaten down into submission? It's exhausting, and it's not the heart of Jesus. Still, what we passionately stand for or what we feel is the right way or the wrong way is dividing us. Can we love one another the way Jesus wants us to love and be divided on issues? Do we see in the life of Jesus, him allowing race, class, sickness, sin, or opinions to keep him from connecting with people or speaking truth to their hearts and loving them? Mark 2:16. When the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with the sinners and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." While we see divisions and sides, Jesus simply sees the heart of man and its desperate need for salvation. The mystery of the gospel revealed for all man. Jesus made a way and always crossed the aisles to the other side for the sake of seeing hearts come to know him and be changed. He touched the leper, he talked to the Samaritan woman, and he had meals with people on the fringe who believed something totally different than what he was preaching. When my heart is first given to Jesus, I simply don't see that any other side matters. In Psalm 86, David prays, "Give me an undivided heart." He knew firsthand how easily we give our hearts and passions away. Things, people, and platforms become idols that we focus on way more than loving God with our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then loving our neighbor as ourselves. I don't need a campaign ad, protest, magazine article, Facebook post, news interview, newspaper op-ed, or a comment to shape or influence how I am called to love others. I will use wisdom and gain understanding, listen to the issues, and prayerfully make an informed decision on where I stand on certain issues. But even if I'm on a different side than you, I am called to love you. Because in Christ, I am a new creation, not led by platform, but led by the Spirit. The side of loving one another like Jesus should always be the side we begin on. But Lori, you've got to pick a side. All the issues we face, all the division, all the injustice, rights to be fought for, and so much is at stake. It all matters. Friends, you're absolutely right. Faith without works is dead, and action is needed to stand for things. But my love for you matters more. I was reminded of this conversation Jesus had with Pilate when he was on trial. John 18:36. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." The only side I want to be on is the side of truth. The only voice I want to listen to is the voice of Jesus. An undivided heart committed to that side is one that will shine brightest the light and love of Jesus to this dark and divided world. That's the truth. And it's what the world needs more of from those that believe it. I'm Lori Klein.